U.S. witnessing CapEx comeback as investment wave hits economy, Treasury. The U.S. economy is experiencing a CapEx comeback this year as private sector investment soars, the Treasury Department said. CapEx, short for capital expenditures, refers to investments businesses make to purchase or upgrade industrial equipment, vehicles, technology infrastructure, and machinery. Economists consider capital expenditures as a gauge of the future, as companies expand capacity or bolster efficiency in anticipation of future growth. According to Federal Reserve Board data shared by the Treasury, capital expenditures surged at an annualized rate of 11% in the second quarter, following a 23% surge in the first 3 months of 2025. In the first half of the year, CapEx spending is up nearly 17%, the largest back-to-back quarterly increase in almost 30 years. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, writing in a July 22 X post, says this signals a major investment wave underway. The One Big Beautiful Bill jump-started investment that's lifting productivity, wages, and living standards, Bessent stated. U.S. officials say the CapEx boom could persist in the coming months owing to the reconciliation package signed on July 4, as it contains several incentives for increased business investment. The legislation features 100% bonus depreciation, allowing businesses to deduct the full cost of qualified property immediately. In addition, the Republican megabill includes retroactive expensing to the start of President Donald Trump's term, immediate expensing in research and development costs, and qualified production property deduction. During an interview with Fox News host Laura Ingraham, Bessent projected that CapEx spending could total $300 billion a year, or 1% of GDP, and lead to a productivity boom. "I think that we could see growth and productivity well in excess of 3% for the coming year," he said. Citi analysts agree, writing in a July 17 research note that the U.S. tax law could enhance capital expenditure in the medium term, pointing to defense, manufacturing, and robotics. The combination of tariff pressure and incentives such as permanent full expensing of equipment, research and development, and factory building may lead to onshoring of industrial production in the coming years, they said. At the same time, they believe that since these provisions are meant to be permanent, companies may not feel the urgency to launch new projects. Since the beginning of Trump's second term, the United States has attracted trillions of dollars in domestic and foreign capital investment. At last week's AI and Energy Summit, for example, scores of companies, including Blackstone, FirstEnergy, and Google, announced $92 billion in energy and artificial intelligence investments for Pennsylvania. Japan also committed to investing $550 billion in the U.S. economy as part of a new trade agreement. The administration will direct the money to rebuild and expand American industries, including semiconductor manufacturing, pharmaceutical production, defense shipbuilding, and energy infrastructure. The White House says the United States will retain 90% of the profits. Japan is currently the largest foreign investor in the United States, with investments reaching $754.1 billion in 2024. White House touts America First victories. The Trump administration has touted several victories from the president's economic agenda. In June, the Treasury released data indicating real hourly wage growth was up 1.7% year-to-date for production and non-supervisory workers, describing it as a blue-collar boom. During the first 5 months of the previous administration, real wages fell by 1.7%. Joe Lavorna, counselor to the Treasury Secretary, told the Epoch Times that the last time wages outpaced inflation at this level was during Trump's first term. In addition, the only other president to register positive blue-collar real wage growth in the past 60 years was Richard Nixon, with a 0.8% rate. Pro-growth policies like tax reform and deregulation had a measurable impact on real wages, especially for blue-collar workers. "This isn't theoretical, it is showing up in the paychecks of everyday Americans," Lavorna said. Another element of the president's agenda that has seen substantial growth is tariff income. According to the Daily Treasury statement, tariff revenue surpassed $28 billion in June, contributing to the federal government's budget surplus. July's figures could mirror or surpass those of last month. As of July 23, tariff revenues have exceeded $27 billion, bringing the fiscal year-to-date total to almost $150 billion. While market watchers are bracing for tariff-driven inflationary pressures, the Treasury notes that these pressures have yet to materialize in the hard data, citing the Producer Price Index. The June PPI, a pipeline inflation measure of prices paid for goods and services by businesses, was 0% and came in below expectations. Since February, tariff-sensitive PPI goods prices have declined at an annualized pace of 1%.